Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who's our God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. You know, we've probably all heard it said, there are no U-Hauls behind a hearse. Or maybe you've heard you can't take it with you. Or maybe, like a friend recently reminded me of the lyrics of a Don Henley song, there are no hearses with luggage racks. Well, it's true. Our worldly possessions and wealth do not go with us when we pass away. Many people believe that because they can't take it with them, then live it up big while they're here. And not that that's wrong. The Lord never said we couldn't enjoy life and the things that we've worked hard for and the gifts that He's given us. The Lord delights in seeing His children enjoy good gifts. James writes in James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father. And Matthew records in Matthew 7:11, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? And even in Deuteronomy 30, verse 9, Moses records this, the Lord your God will again delight in you and make you prosperous, just as He delighted in your ancestors. And we probably remember Solomon, who wrote in Ecclesiastes 5:18, to eat, drink, and find satisfaction in all your work. This is the gift of God. No, God doesn't keep us from enjoying good things here on earth, but since we can take none of it with us, the Lord gave us direction for how to use the good things we enjoy while we're here. And Matthew writes in Matthew 6:19 and 20, the Lord says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Here the Lord instructs us to invest in His kingdom work while we are here. Invest with our time, invest our talents, invest our resources. Because when we invest in kingdom work, of being a part of taking the gospel to all corners of the earth, that is laying up treasures in heaven. Treasures that will be waiting for us when we get to heaven. But wait a minute, I thought we just agreed that there were no U-Hauls behind a hearse. Well, that is still true. But there are two things we can take to heaven. And Dr. David Jeremiah, the author of The Promise of Heaven, shows us these two things as we continue our study. He writes this on page 92 in his book. He writes, one of my favorite professors in seminary, Howard Hendricks, used to put it this way. Only two things in this world are eternal, the word of God and people. It only makes sense to build your life around those things that will last forever. The only things you can take to heaven are the word of God and the lives of those you help to win to Christ. So let's look first at the Word of God. Dr. Jeremiah clarifies, we won't be flying up to heaven with our Bibles in our hand or on our smartwatches. No, we will take with us the parts of God's Word we have hidden in our hearts while we're here. The Scripture speaks of the Book of Life and other books that will be in heaven. And Dr. Jeremiah writes this on page 93. He writes, Malachi 3:16 says, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before Him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on His name. He goes on to write, think of that. The Lord is so delighted when we speak about Him that He notates our words in a special book in heaven. The Apostle Paul talked about his fellow workers whose names were written in the book of life in Philippians 4:3. And Dr. Jeremiah goes on to write this, several times in Revelation, we read about the book of life, which was written before the foundation of the world. And in Revelation 20:12, it tells us that on the day of judgment, the books will be opened, revealing the attitudes and actions of all humanity. So praise God, when we are in heaven, we will have the actual writers of God's word all around us to ask them about their writings and explain things to us that maybe we never understood while we were here. We'll be able to understand in ways we've not been able to understand here on earth. So God's word hidden in our hearts is the first thing that we'll take with us to heaven. And the second is other people. As Dr. Jeremiah writes on page 94 and 95, he writes, that leads to the other thing that we can take with us to heaven, those whom we help win to the Lord. This is important and urgent. We need to help others find salvation now by the testimonies we share, the tasks we pursue, and the treasures and offerings we invest in the kingdom. He goes on to write, we must let our friends and loved ones know we're going to heaven and we want to see them there too. He writes, I cannot think of anything that will comfort your family more should you pass away than to remember your testimony of knowing Jesus and anticipating heaven. Our testimonies can make a difference in the lives of others if we'll simply voice them. So in addition to sharing our personal testimonies with those around us, we also can use our treasures to fund those who are serving in all corners of the world. The amount we can give will vary, but it's never the amount that God looks at. It's the heart of the giver that he considers. As Dr. Jeremiah writes on page 97 in his book, whether we can give a billionaire's bequest or a widow's mite, the Lord Jesus is able to convert our earthly finances to salvation experiences as we faithfully support our local churches and the ministries he lays on our hearts. He writes, Chuck Bentley wrote, true biblical stewardship is not ordering your finances in such a way that you can freely spend money however you want. Rather, it is ordering your finances in such a way that God can freely spend you however he wants. It's true. There are no U-Hauls behind a hearse, no luggage racks on a hearse. But we can invest right now in the two things we will take to heaven by hiding his word in our hearts and by sharing the gospel with others. So let's ask God to show us opportunity for both this very week. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please pass it along to them. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me for the details, beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.